Now, the last few days we have heard about Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's associates and what they can teach us for our Vaishnava communities. We had heard principles like, for instance, to always be honest and straightforward, which are taught by Damodar Pandit. We had seen another principle, to not judge Vaishnavas from the external point of view, you know, their bodies, their belongings to different groups, and so on, and everything like that, which was exemplified in the Leela of Gadadhar taking initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi. We heard principles like that a Vaishnava will always ask, is this pleasing to me or is this pleasing to Krishna? He should decide to please Krishna, and then by supplying water to the roots of the tree, that is Krishna, he himself will be also satisfied, and all others will be like the leaves who are nourished when the root is watered. In this way, we had heard many other principles, and we hope that those who visited these seminars will apply them during Nishina Chaturdasi, and the guests will really notice, my God, these people went to a seminar and they learned so many things. I can see their activities have changed to the positive. That we hope that our devotees will apply the lessons learned in their to this festival. Today, at the end and conclusion of this, we will have three contributions. One is by your humble servant, then by His Holiness Kavichanda Maharaj, and then we will go right to the festival of the Kirtan Mela in Sridhar Mayapur. My subject will be the Kirtan of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I think positively that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you will hear this from his own mouth, came really to teach us Harinam Sankirtan as the essential activity of devotees. He defined a devotee as someone who would constantly chant the holy name and serve Vaishnavas. These two functions would mark a devotee, according to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So let us understand a little bit of his kirtan, how he did the kirtan, how he instructed kirtan to be done, and in this way make our communities, or let me say a good English word is, let us align our communities with Mahaprabhu's instructions. Align means to bring in line, to connect with, to make harmonious with. Okay. Please pray. Say the prayers with me.
Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paskatyare Sadayine Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhaktavinda.
At a very young age, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's older brother Vishwarupa had renounced the world just when his parents, Sachidevi and Jagannath Mishra, had made arrangements to marry him, Vishwarupa. A little after Vishwarupa had just gotten up one night and disappeared, Jagannath Mishra had a dream. Jagannath Mishra, the father of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And in the morning, he told this dream to his wife. Oh, Sachi, you are my beloved wife and the mother of our youngest son, Himai. I had a terrible dream. In my dream, I saw Nimai. His hair was shaved up and he was dressed as a sannyasi. He danced and millions of people were following him. My heart feels great pain at this because it shows me that our youngest son Nimai will follow the path of his elder brother Vishwarupa and also renounce the world and take sannyas. Thinking of this, I feel unlimited misery and I do not know how long I will be able to maintain the life in my body. Sachidevi had tried to console Jagannath Mishra. But just the thought that Gauranga Mahaprabhu, or as he was known, Nimai, would leave home and take sannyas was so unbearable. Was so absolutely unbearable that a few weeks afterwards, Jagannath Mishra died and left Vaikuntha. Now, Mother Sachi was a widow, only with Nimai at her side. We know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at that time studied literature, drama, scripture, logic and grammar under several tutors. He was a teacher who had his own school, but Mother Sachi felt that maybe the dream of her husband would soon come true. And then one day, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, under the pretext of offering pinda for Jagannath Mishra, offering pinda is something which is an offering which sons do to their deceased or died relatives. Under the pretext of offering pinda, Gauranga Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. There he began to manifest ecstatic symptoms of love of God when he saw the footprint of Vishnu. And only a day later, after he had fainted and cried at seeing the footprint, he took shelter of Ishwarapuri and received the Gopal mantra in Diksha, sacred Diksha. When he returned, he was a changed person. We've often spoken about this. And you know, how he was changed is best explained in a verse from Chaitanya Bhagavat. In this verse, you see the previous students of Gauranga Mahaprabhu coming to the teacher of Gauranga. His name is Gangadas, right? Hare Krishna, you're a little exhausted from travel. Maybe some standing up is pretty quiet. Because this verse is very beautiful, we need to hear it. The students complained actually about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu because he was now a lover of God and he couldn't really concentrate on academic studies. Here's the verse for you. They said, since his return from Gaya, revered teacher Gangadas, he talks about nothing but Krishna. He utters Krishna's name in utter delight and he jumps about laughing and yelling. He has become an intoxicated lover of God. Some even thought that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had become crazy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met the next day after the students had complained, his students, they were coming to resume their studies. And at that time, when students would open their books to continue studying, then they left the other day, they would open it like this and then say, Hari Hari! Just like this, as a custom, almost like we say in Germany, when I opened my books in the school, I said, I'm dying from boredom. You know, I had this mantra. I would be famous in my school. Ich sterbe aus vor Langeweile, habe ich gesagt. Did I say when I opened the books? So they said, Hari, Hari, is much better. When Mahaprabhu heard how his students said, Hari, Hari, he took it in a different way. He didn't think it's a customary thing, you know. He thought they were glorifying Lord Hari. He threw his hands in the air and he started to get up and dance enthusiastically. The professor does this. This is amazing. So they thought it is it is unusual. And then they said, then Gauranga Mahaprabhu became composed and he said, my dear students, I can't teach you suffixes and prefixes and refixes and suffixes and morphixes and, you know, these are new grammatical words. You know, I can't teach you all this because the goal of all education is to glorify Krishna. Then they said, how should we do this? What should we do? What should we sing? Then he started with his first kirtana. These lines are still sung by devotees all over the world. You please join us.
Hari Haraya Nama Krishna Yadavaya Nama Hari Haraya Nama
Then he called his students. They circled, they built a circle around him, and in this way Mahaprabhu created the first type of kirtan called Beda, K kirtan. Veda kirtan is the lead singer is there in the middle and everyone is around in a circle. You can see this even done by the International Society for Krishna Consciousness. Last year in Leipzig, during a kirtan of Loganath Maharaj, we had one circle which was almost 500 meters in diameter on the marketplace of Leipzig. That's how you say it in Sachsen, Leipzig. Soon the movement began to pick up. People in Navadvip were amazed and they began to talk gossip and rumors. What type of unusual conduct is this while dancing? We can't sleep any longer after dinner because they all sing and dance. I asked you, can one earn any benefit by reciting? Or can one not earn benefit by reciting Krishna's name slowly, softly? What is good is there in this ecstatic dancing, crying and yelling? What good is there? It created, in other words, a social revolution. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu held his early kirtans mostly indoors or in private. Only when he had strengthened his devotees in the private kirtan did he go out with them and chant on the streets. So before the social revolution he had this kirtan in secret. People would talk amongst themselves. They always sing their kirtan in secret. The master, this Mahaprabhu, the great master, holds the kirtan behind closed doors. None but the devotees could join him. It was so secret that even the highly qualified people who were otherwise talented in spiritual life were not allowed to join. For instance, there was once this brahmachari who survived by drinking only little milk. He was the milk baba of Navadvip. Have you ever tried to only live on milk? No? It's something to try. So he was known, and Srivas Pandi thought, well, he's so qualified, he's so austere. Let the milk baba, the milk brahmachari, come and stay with us. But when Mahaprabhu did this private and secret kirtan, he knew by the atmosphere there is someone who's not believing in bhakti amongst us. There is this jnani, this impersonalist, this milk brahmachari, and he roared and said, get out of here. It is not by drinking milk that one can please the Lord. And the big brahmachari was trembling and he went out of the door. He said, oh no, I have learned that by my jnana and my attachment to this yogic principles, I have made my heart hard and I have not felt love. But today, you know, while he was being chastised and shown the door, he was praying. But I was so fortunate, for at least half a second I could see the Lord dancing. I'm so fortunate, and he cried. Now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is in the heart of everyone, could understand how this yogi had become very humble and very devotional, he called after him, come back, join our kirtan. The idea is, it was done in secret at the very beginning. One morning, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was visited by all the inhabitants of Navadvip. They would do this, not all, I mean those who were his devotees. Early in the morning they would go to see the Lord, and everyone brought gifts with them, like bananas, ghee, jokot, or attractive flower garlands. You must know that the Lord looked at these devotees and understood, they have been with me in all my previous incarnations, and for their own benefit, I want to give them good instructions. So he blessed them. I'm reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat. May you all attain devotional service to Krishna. Listen to me as I give you instructions. Do not speak about anything other than the names and qualities of Krishna. I like this instruction very much. The devotees of Gauranga Mahaprabhu would only speak about Krishna. It was so when they even talked to each other, like ordinary things, like give me this cup of water, they would say, Krishna, Krishna. You know, they were really into Krishna. They were absorbed in Krishna. Here is the mantra which I am teaching you. You know the mantra, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. The Lord continued. This is the Maha Mantra. All of you go and chant this mantra according to a prescribed number. He, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, instructs them to do the counting, that's the japa. No? By doing so, everyone will attain all perfection. Always chant. There is no other prescription. Now, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur gives a very interesting insight. He says this japa should be done in upangsu japa, or chanting very mildly. Everyone will attain all perfection by this chanting. So in japa, you don't really shout, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, not like this. You chant upangsu japa, chanting very mildly. Because we also like to be loud, because we are young, most of us. Lord Chaitanya will now address what is kirtan. This is japa. Count it and chant it in the upangsu style. Huh? Then, he says, gives another instruction. Then, 5 to 10 people can sit together in a house and perform kirtan while clapping their hands. Another instruction. They should sit and do kirtan by clapping their hand. My God, this is so... This means, you know, really everyone can do it. You don't need to be even a good kartal player, which is sometimes difficult to get the right beat. And then what should you sing in your home? You should chant. And again he gave the same mantra. Haraye nama Krishna Yadavaya nama. Haraye nama Krishna Yadavaya nama. Gopa Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. Gopa Govinda Ram Shri Madhusudan. These are my instructions on how to perform Sankirtan. Go home and chant together with your wife, father, and sons. So, everyone did this, which Vrindavan Das Thakur describes to us, the scene in Navadvipa. After Mahaprabhu had instructed like this, he actually took, Hare Krishna, welcome. he actually, after having done this, he instructed them now to take the kirtan outside. They engaged their minds and bodies constantly in chanting the names of Krishna and also meditating on the Lord's lotus feet. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says in our Japa and Kirtan retreats, we call this Kirtan Sambandha. Those who have controlled their minds and have accepted the Lord's instructions regarding Naam and Mantra engage in softly chanting the holy names while directly and indirectly meditating on Krishna. This is connected chanting. Directly and indirectly meditating on Krishna. So in the evenings, all these devotees gathered in their houses and performed kirtan while clapping their hands. And you could hear everywhere in Navadvip the sound of clapping hands, and from all the houses the voices of the kirtan party came. In this way, the son of Sachi inaugurated the congregational chanting of the holy names from village to village. We hear that in the early morning he went out with his followers and visited villages after villages and actually woke up the people by kirtan. His kirtan was Mukunda Yadava Madhava Hari Bole Na Bole Re. I forgot the last line. This is how the kirtan spread really everywhere. And to empower them, the Lord stood up, took garlands and put it around all the devotees, and as a result they felt strengthened and inspired. At the end, Gauranga Mahaprabhu, you know, can imagine, tall Gauranga stood there. He looked like the God of love personified, and he folded his hands before these Navadvipvasis who were so fortunate. And he said something which was in his heart. He begged them. He said, he actually bent down very humbly to the ground, took some dry straw and put it in his mouth. And then he appealed to them, "Oh brothers, worship Krishna day and night." That's what he said. Just imagine the scene, the most beautiful love. And see a little painting here about him. Very beautiful Lord, standing with a straw of grass in his mouth, which is a symbol of being very, very deep, fallen. You know, in German culture, if you want to show that you are humble, what you do is, the young people have maybe forgotten this, you bend down like this. You don't, your generation doesn't do it, but I was instructed and I come before a superior like this, had to do. And the women would go like, kick. You say it, kicks. What do you say in English?
In English it's curtsy.
Curtsy.
No thinking.
Yeah, you don't do this anymore. In Bengal, when you would be humble, you would take a straw of grass and like this, and you appear, "Oh brothers, worship Krishna day and night." So everyone who saw the Lord like this with a piece of straw cried in anxiety and said, "My Lord, don't humble yourself like this." And Lord Chaitanya had won all the people simply by his humility. They all followed and did sankirtan all over now. He conquered their heart by this gesture. Wonderful, no? Some other things about kirtan. They would do kirtan, and I want to show you a little bit of the kirtan part. One day, after performing sankirtan, the Lord and his devotees became greatly tired. Everyone sat down to rest. Gauranga said, "You are so tired. Why?" They said, "We have not eaten since many hours and we are very hungry." And the Lord said, "What would you like to have?" "Mangoes," the devotee said. "They are very refreshing." But it was not the mango season. It's almost, you know, now we would say, we want to eat cherries. It's not the cherry season now. It will come later. Gauranga Mahaprabhu said, "Bring me the seed of a mango." It was quickly found. Mahaprabhu planted it in the ground, and within moments, for everyone to see, a miracle happened. A big tree grew, laden with fruits. Every day, for one entire year, every day, you know, the devotees enjoyed the fruits from this magical mango tree. It had mangoes as big as the head of a child. My head is extraordinarily small because I have no brain, so it is like this, a mango, you know. And there was very, very thin skin, and you could just drink it. Another evening, the devotees were just about to start sankirtan when suddenly thunder, lightning and heavy clouds signaled the onset of a storm. But Gauranga took kartals in his hands and began chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, looking up towards the sky. Everyone thought, "My Lord, he's directing the devatas what to do with those clouds." Seeing the clouds disappear as quickly as they had assembled, the devotees chanted, danced, and jumped up and down with joy. This would be good. Maybe Sri Nam Vanamali Krishna can, he's a pure Gurukuli. He can do this when the bad weather comes. He just like this for the clouds, directing the devatas on the higher planets to move the clouds. We want cloud-free Nishina Chaturthi. So there were many pastimes like this. We could tell many more, but I don't want to speak much longer. I only want to say one thing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's influence was irresistible. What this means is you couldn't resist it. After some time, everyone would, even the critics would join him. Of course, there was a party of devout critics who did, atheists who did not join, who did not do. But they would sing, they would say, according to Chaitanya Mangala, "Let's all join, sing Naam Kirtan," aided by singers, drummers, and cymbalists. These are cymbalists. "Our loud singing will surely be melodious." Now, I think this should be our motto in our Hare Krishna movement. Let's all join. sing Nam Kirtan. Helped by good singers, you know, good Kirtaniers, by drummers, good drummers, and by good kantal players, our loud singing will become melodious. I really feel that we can learn this to join Mahaprabhu's movement. This is the best community of singing and dancing. That's the best community service. Radhanath Maharaj always says, a family that sings together stays together. And it is a fact, you know. And there's another thing, you know, you are all now young people, and I have to tell you of the good old times, like old people do. In my generation, or one generation before, families would not have so much entertainment, cinema, or what is it, TV. They would come together, and in the homes of cultured people would be a piano. And they would sing together in the evening after having done the work, all kinds of songs. This is now gone because we live in a different time. But I think we should reintroduce this. And by this atmosphere, people will stay together. They will stay together. So our movement will stay together and attract many serious spiritualists if we can just join the Nam Kirtan, invite good singers to sing, good drummers to drum, and cymbalists, and then everything will be melodious and harmonious. I want to thank you very much.